We're in the studio today with horticulturist Taylor Williams to talk about plants, planting, and plans for planting, now that the summer season has ended and cooler, sunny times are upon us. So thanks, Taylor, for coming in.
Well, thanks for having me.
So how in the world did you get involved in all these plants? Like, when did this start? How did this happen?
The thing is I've just always been interested in plants. I've gardened with my parents since I was young, and I actually asked for a Venus flytrap and a cactus from Santa Claus when I was in the first grade.
Oh, did you get them?
I did.
Yes.
Thank you, Mom and Dad.
Give us two top picks for the laziest gardener.
I'd say, okay, loquat tree, Japanese plum. It's something that a lot of natives are familiar with. They probably rode their bikes around the neighborhood, picked them as a kid. I know I did. And it's this evergreen tree from China, you know, really adaptable to our urban soils. You can keep it small in like a courtyard in the French Quarter, or you could plant it out in the suburbs and let it get pretty, you know, moderate size and produce a lot of fruit, especially if it's in full sun. So that's a good one. Another thing I would say, well, we have a lot of live oaks that shade out just like your whole yard, and they make this shade to where it's like, oh man, the only thing I can grow under here is Asian jasmine or monograss, but really leopard plant, Ligularia. That's Farfugium japonicum. It's a really good evergreen, broad texture. It looks like lily pads, kind of. Really, it's just something different in the shade, and it really contrasts a lot of the ferns or the finer texture ground covers that we grow down here. So,
who would you say is a New Orleans figure that a plant should be named after?
I think maybe one of the chefs that's popular in New Orleans, like maybe like a John Besh basil or something, you know, because we do have a lot of great edible plants we can grow here, a really long growing season. So one of the culinary herbs or something like that, you know, that just kind of ties into the history of what we've grown in Louisiana. And who's more popular than a chef in the city, right?
Yeah, and that would correspond with the herbs perfectly. Okay, and what plant is your complete nemesis, and what about your favorite?
You know, there's things like cat's claw, and there's all sorts of really invasive vines and things that when they get in the yard, they can kind of take over. But the one plant that if I see in someone's yard, I'm like, oh no, is probably torpedo grass.
What is that?
It's a type of grass that I think some people claim that the Army Corps of Engineers actually originally brought it in as sort of a bank stabilization species, you know, to prevent erosion. But it's out, it grows in the spillway sand. So a lot of times new homes, they're like the foundations and everything are built up with the spillway sand. I guess it's cheaper than some of the other alternatives. And so especially in like, I think out in Destrehan or different kind of new subdivisions that use this sand, it's just really prevalent. And, you know, I've heard stories about people going and applying glyphosate or Roundup to like their whole yard and nuking it basically, and then it just comes right back. And,
really?
So it's just really hard to control. I see a lot of commercial landscapes where they'll have a shrub and the torpedo grass is grown all the way through the shrub, and it's like the hair on top of a person's head, or it kind of looks like a chia pet, and it's just, once it's there, it's just so hard to control and almost impossible to get rid of. So
that sounds terrifying, and it's named torpedo grass.
Yeah, it's because of the rhizomes that they just travel so far underground. And I mean, you can dig like a few feet down and, you know, remove pretty much all the vegetative parts of this plant, and it'll still just come back from these rhizomes or
unbelievable
regenerate. Yeah,
it's a survivalist.
Yeah,
we should learn from that.
It is resilient, much like the people here. So I guess it has its place.
That's right. I guess you have to be resilient if it's like in this environment. to learn more about Taylor and all the planting season in New Orleans, you can check out Will Garden LLC on Facebook. You can also check it out on NOLAV.com or WWNO.org. For NOLAV and WWNO, this has been Kelly Crawford and
Taylor Williams.